Welcome to another amazing episode of the Lion Boss Podcast. I'm Heather Gray, aka the Lion Boss. I am a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner and certified bioenergetic practitioner. And today we're going to be diving deep into the bioenergetics of Lyme disease, or the bioenergetics of disease in general. I know my name is the Lion Boss, but in reality, I am a wellness coach, right? So whatever it is that you're dealing with, diabetes, weight gain, thyroid, mental health, like you fill in the blank, all the people that I have on my podcast and the topics that I talk about can be relatable to everybody. So don't just think because my name is the Lyme Boss that this is specific, you know, specifically only towards people with Lyme. Yes, there's a huge Lyme slant because that is my story and that is my passion. But anybody could benefit from the information that I give. So make sure too that if you like what I do, share, like, and subscribe. Make sure to go on to the Spotify page and donate. You know, help me continue to put out this amazing stuff. So if you find any one nugget full of inspiration throughout this show, please help a sister out, because this is a lot harder than most people realize, and it's quite the grind, and I need some help. I need some love. Show me some love. Let's dive into, I can't believe I haven't done an episode talking about the bioenergetics of disease. So what do I mean by bioenergetics, right? It's funny because I've been certified in several different bioenergetic type machines, from the Nest to AO to Healy. I've used Zyto, I've used Rife, and then recently I'm using Zyto again with essential oils and a Life technology is what it's called. And so it's funny. I mean, I've been using this technology for over 10 years and have been certified in multiple, but it's still not something that I get up and I start with. And it's bizarre. I think it's because it could be really hard subject to get across eloquently, at least for myself, because I understood this type of stuff intuitively in the beginning, right? We've all heard it from, you know, Tesla to Albert Einstein. Everything is energy. Everything is matter. We're all energy, right? And frequency. And so the reason that, you know, that opera singer can shatter that glass with her voice is because she's hit that frequency of the glass. And that's what Royal Rife was able to prove back in the 1930s, is that when we hit that same frequency and vibrate it, that we can destroy it. So we're electromagnetic beings, right? Our hearts have an electromagnetic field. Our brain has electromagnetic field that we can actually measure on an EKG, on an EEG. And the thing with that is, if the brain and the heart are not coherent, that's what creates a lot of issues, a lot of disease, a lot of breakdown. And so it's funny, for the longest time, you know, when I became a functional practitioner, you know, and kind of got away from the Western med model, you know, I was like, functional practitioner, we get to the root cause of the malfunctions. And the more I dig deeper, the energetic body, the bioenergetic field has a tendency to be the actual root cause. Because if you think about it, the way that we bring in information from the world is off, right? If we're no longer in tune with the earth's magnetic field, a lot of the supplements that we take, a lot of the diet that we have is actually not going to work to its full potential. So a lot of the, you know, ways of getting energy back in the body, getting things back up and running is actually working with that bioenergetic field. And so, you know, it can be such a kind of a complex conversation to have, unless you've got a background in physics, which I always found fascinating. But again, it's not something that I can like speak about eloquently. Like I can grasp how TV and radio work, but really, you know, we're sending information on waves, frequencies of energy, you know, and then something else is picking up that energy and putting it into pictures for us, right? It's decoding it so we can hear the music. So it's no different than when we're trying to heal. So mindset has a lot to do with this as well. You know, they say that certain, even emotions have secret, certain frequencies. And so if we're wanting to heal, right, And that's, say it's like, I'm just putting numbers out there. So that's at 100.2. Are you wanting love? Are you wanting abundance? And all that stuff's at 100.2 around there. But say you're tuning in to 94.5. Are you going to get that thing? Are you going to magnetize that thing into your life that you're looking for? No, because you're not dialed into the right TV show. You're not dialed into the right radio station. So you're not going to get this correct signal that we need to hear. Our bioenergetic fields have been bombarded these days with Wi-Fi, artificial blue lighting, a lot of geopathic stressors, toxins, bad thoughts, right? So our thoughts are also frequencies. So our thoughts can produce certain responses in the body. I love, again, I use this example all the time. Louise Hay of Hay House, talked about, think of something that turns you on, think of something that's sexy, right? And it's a perfect example how thoughts have control, not control, but have energy on your body. Because tell me, you're not going to get some sort of physical response out of that. Don't tell me that when somebody's walked into a room having a horrible freaking day, that the whole energy of the room just shifts, or vice versa. If somebody, the room is kind of flat and weird, and somebody walks in all sunshiny and happy, and how that can shift the energy, right? So our cells, our bodies communicate through energy, light, and frequency. So, like I said, when it comes to dealing with chronic illness, Lyme disease, cancer, you name it, looking at and dealing with the bioenergetic field, getting grounded, right? Getting your feet outside on the earth and replugging into our battery, getting first morning sunlight on our eyes. There are a lot of things that we can do to help put us back into that resonance of our bioenergetic fields. I like to work with tools with scanners, so a lot of red light, bioenergetic tools, PEMF devices, like the Life scanner that I have, like the Zyto scanner that I have. The Zyto scanner, that one is so cool. Actually, I can send a person a link, and with their phone, they take a scan of their face and it tells me what's out of balance. And then it'll tell me what oils and supplements will help put it back in balance. So I've only been using that for a couple of months, and it's been quite fascinating and quite spot on. Really helped dial in my husband's sleep. Because yeah, it was ridiculous. So now he gets his own oils and diffuses them every night, and it really helps him sleep. Things like the Nikki device, so this is red light going through, that's delivering frequencies through a red light. So there's a lot of really cool tools out there. And there's been a lot of folks that have said that the future of medicine is going to be energy, it's going to be light, it's going to be sound. Right. So these different frequency-based type modalities. So hopefully I stumbled through that well enough. Like I said, it's kind of sad that I, after all these years, I can't speak about it more eloquently, but I hope I made a little bit of sense to even just spark your own imagination to look further. So that's why it's so important too, at night, making sure that your cell phone is on, if you've got it in your room, making sure that it's on airplane mode, or it's at least plugged in, clear across the room. I shut my Wi-Fi off at night. So I have a timer on my Wi-Fi, and it goes off every night at 11 o'clock, and it comes back on every morning at 6, just to help your body recover, from being inundated 24/7, because we are electromagnetic beings to our core. That's why a lot of these smartwatches and these rings aren't the greatest, especially if you can't turn off the Bluetooth, because you really shouldn't be having something on your body 24/7 that you can't shut off the Bluetooth, because it could be really harmful. That's what I love about the Nikki, that you can actually shut off the Wi-Fi. When I was using a Ring Con to help with sleep, you could put it in airplane mode and it would store all the data. And then I would just plug it in once to download the data, and then I'd put it back on airplane mode. So there's little things. I have my EMF rocks. If you go to my website, you can go to the resource section. These things help ground you and mitigate, the harmful effects of Wi-Fi. So they're, around my workstation. The other thing, cactuses have been known to help mitigate radiation and Wi-Fi. So again, like in electrolytes, minerals, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how important it is to make sure that your mineral content and your electrolytes are up and good, because those are the spark plugs of our body. And that's how our body then, continues to send signals. So if we're deficient in minerals, if we're deficient in electrolytes, we're not going to be very strong conductors. So we're not going to have the synchronicity that we need to. We're not going to be as coherent as we need to, for our bodies to work right, for our supplements to do their job, for our diet to do its job, for us to get a good night, restful sleep, all the things that we need in this life. So again, I know I stumbled through that. I felt like I stumbled through that a little bit. Hopefully it makes sense. Hopefully it's, like I said, sparks your curiosity to dig a little deeper. Dr. Catherine Clinton, if you follow her on Instagram, Kelly Kennedy, Dr. Christine Schaffner, Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden, Abraham Hicks. Hopefully I'm not missing anybody, somebody really amazing, but that can just help tap into that quantum just a little bit better than what I can explain. I just kind of wanted to drop that seed and start this conversation. I am in no means, even though I am certified in quite a few, I'm in no means an expert. Especially when it comes to talking about the physics part of it, which I just find fascinating. I remember watching What the Bleep Do We Know and just falling in love. I think it was the second What the Bleep Do We Know, not the first one. But just falling in love with the whole concept in physics, and it just made sense to me. This silly ex-hairstylist, wanting to dive deep into the physics. Sadly, me and math don't get along, and that typically goes hand in hand with physics. So I didn't dive deeper, but that whole quantum realm, and it's starting to get more and more mainstream. So mark my words, if this is even the first time you heard about it, you'd be like, oh my gosh, 10 years from now, everything's quantum. You'll be like, I first heard it from the lab boss. So I highly doubt that, but I'm just saying. So let me know if you want to get a couple scans. I've got the life system, so a lot of these complex issues that are people having, sometimes I can dig a little deeper, help get your body out of fight or flight, right? So if you're reacting to a lot of foods, reacting to a lot of supplements, sometimes you got to get that nervous system resetting. And that's one thing that these scanners are really good at helping do, is to do that gently. If you're wanting to know more about the oils and the face scanner, like I can't get over how amazing that's been. I can't believe it's taken me this long to get into oils. Like, I've been a practitioner since 2013, and I've always kind of like poo-pooed the oils. And now I've got a diffuser in every room. My husband's got a pendant that has a pad around his neck so he can change the oils out. And he's got oils, I put it on the bottom of my feet. I'm absolutely loving the oils. So yeah, I love getting back down to the basics and the fundamentals of how we work and why. And so, making sure, like I said, you're getting enough minerals, getting enough electrolytes, getting enough time out in nature, getting your feet on the ground. But there's a lot of other ways that you can kind of help recharge that battery, help recharge your bioenergetic self. So stay tuned. Have a healthy day.
EMF Rocks truly rocks. I adore this product. I am very sensitive. Most of us that have chronic illness, especially Lyme disease, are sensitive to EMFs. I can actually run a DNA test to show you if you're going to be sensitive to EMFs. Isn't that amazing? Anywho, I've tried a lot of different products out there, and the one that I have found that works and that it's simple and elegant is EMF Rocks. You can also get little Faraday cage bags for your cell phones. That's what I put my cell phone in when I am working at the computer. One, it kind of helps me stay focused on what I'm doing and not getting interrupted by my phone, but it also helps mitigate the EMFs from the coming from the phone. And then I have the rocks with me when I'm working at my desk. I actually have the rocks in bed with me when I sleep at night. And then sometimes if I'm going on long car trips, I'll bring it with me then to help mitigate the EMFs that are bouncing around in the car. Check them out at the resource section on my website. It's thelimeboss.com resource section. Trust me, you're going to love yours and you're going to want to get more. I need more rocks. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share this episode. Even if you found one little piece of inspiring nugget in it, this is how we change people's lives. This is how people get better. This is how people get hope. So please make sure that you are liking, sharing, and subscribing. Stay tuned for the next episode. You're not going to want to miss it. And while you're at it, head to my website, thelimeboss.com, and make sure you download your free video series, Real Cooking for Real Life. Learn amazing, delicious meals in 20 minutes or less. Learn why and how we cook certain things that are toxin-free, free of contaminants, and how to get a delicious, healthy meal under 20 minutes. You're not going to want to miss out. That's thelimeboss.com.